What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. My name's Mr. Eric, and this is our first bonus episode. So let's get right to our question.
Bonus question. What if I could turn myself into a hamburger?
Didn't we already do a hamburger story?
So did you want to ask the video game?
What if I could transform to a video game?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you'd like to see what happens if you turn into a video game. That is a very interesting question. Let's find out. Once upon a time, there was a space captain named Captain Kira.
Space date, November 15th, 2016. My crew and I have been searching all of outer space for What If World's oldest video game, Super Spelunker. In case you didn't know, a spelunker is like a person who searches caves. You know, why are we searching in outer space? I bet a game like that would probably be in a cave, right?
Illogical, Captain, said Mock, Captain Kira's lieutenant. That's like saying just because my name is Mock means I need to make fun of you every time I get the chance. By the way, nice pants.
Thank you. I'm very fond of these pants. Are you making fun of my pants?
Well, it's just I've never seen polka dots and zebra stripes go together so poorly.
Oh, Mock, I don't know why I made you my lieutenant. I bet if we take this spaceship to a cave planet, we'll find that video game right away.
Okay, sure thing. Whatever you say. Ugh, brother. And off they flew to the first cave planet they could find. And deep into the dark caverns of this spiky, mountainous, cave-filled planet, they landed their ship.
Okay, if my guess is correct, we should find the game Super Spelunker right here.
That is so completely illogical. It's like, why would we find it here in all of outer space? Mock had tripped over something.
What's that you just tripped over? Sounded like a video game cartridge.
It is. Mock picked up the video game, Super Spelunker. It still had its original label showing a brother and sister wearing mining gear and wielding little pickaxes.
Looks like mission accomplished.
That's another thing, Captain. What's with this mission anyway? Like, why did we need to find this video game so bad?
Well, because I've always wanted to play it.
Kira, you're a space captain. You don't have time to play video games.
Of course not. I'm far too busy. But this allows you to become a video game if you unlock the secret level.
You know you've never been any good at video games, Captain Kira.
Well, I'm gonna get good at this one.
And so, Captain Kira got back into her spaceship and plugged in the video game.
Space computer, play video game.
And a little screen popped up just in front of Captain Kira. And a tiny little remote appeared in front of it.
Okay, Super Spelunker. Let's see what you've got.
And she started playing the game, all the while Mock standing over her shoulder, not being incredibly supportive. Do you think Captain Kira was good at the game at first? No, sir.
What happened? I was just trying to put my mining helmet on.
Well, somehow you managed to mess that up and lose your first life. Next time, try not putting the mining helmet on Spike side first.
Okay, I'm a quick learner.
Captain Kira lost time and again, and Mock said, you know, if you just let me sit down and play this video game for about 5 minutes, I bet I could unlock the secret level for you.
That's not the point. If you unlock the secret level, you'll become the video game.
Ah, whatever. I'll just hand you the remote right before I unlock it.
That could work. Anyhow, I've got to get back to work soon. So yeah, let's do it.
And Mock picked up the video game controller. And he was jumping over cave monsters and digging deep tunnels and building giant castles. And he got the golden pick, then the diamond pick, then the diamond platinum sapphire pick. He was really good at this game somehow.
It's not fair. I'm so good at captaining spaceships. You'd think this would be easy for me.
Well, you know, growing up, I had several big brothers who would never let me play the video game, so I would stay up late at night and practice on my own. That way, when
I didn't ask for your life story, Mock. I asked for you to unlock the secret level.
Yeah, here it is. I just unlocked...
Quick, hand me the remote.
Captain Kira grabbed for the remote, but Mock's hand was still on it. They both turned into video games.
Oh man, Lieutenant Mock, you really messed up this time.
Ah, pickle juice. Seems like we're both stuck in this video game now.
Well, that's just what I always wanted.
Okay, fine. You go off and play with your video game world, and I'll try to take a nap. I'm no longer really interested in video games, ever since I played them all those nights long ago.
Again with the video game stuff. I just want to go play.
Yeah, that's fine, that's fine. And Mock sat down in the middle of the level 1 cave, while Captain Kira tried to put her miner's helmet on.
Okay, I'm not gonna mess this up this time.
But she did! She put her spiked miner's helmet on upside down, and just like that, she was down a life.
Well, that's okay. I'll put it on the correct way this time.
She put on her helmet, picked up her wooden pickaxe, and walked out into the first level. Right away, she had to jump over a little cave rat. Then she had to dodge a giant spider. Then there were creeping slugs working their way up to her, covering the gold she needed to unlock the next level.
I know just what to do,
she said.
Mock, please help me.
Mock stood up and looked out on the rest of level 1 and saw Captain Kira, surrounded by monsters, still about 20 feet away from the gold she needed to win. Here we go. Mock jumped out, dodging all the creatures, jumping on half of their heads, swiping the gold right out from under the slimy slugs, and... the level was over.
Well, that was fun, and I still have 2 lives left.
Yeah, I've still got 3 of my lives left, but, hey, you ever wonder what might happen if we ran out of lives in this video game?
I don't know, I guess we just have to put in a few more tokens.
Tokens? How are we gonna put in tokens? We are the video game.
Then, I guess we'll just have to... press the reset button.
Captain Kira, we are inside the video game.
Oh, that's right. Let's just make sure we don't lose any more lives.
And right at that moment, a giant frog tongue shot out from the middle of level 2. And swallowed Captain Kira whole. Captain Kira reappeared at the beginning of level 2.
Uh-oh. We've gotta get out of this video game. And fast.
First you wanna play video games all the time. Now you're in a video game for 5 minutes and you want out.
Mock, as your space captain, I command you to win all the levels and get us out of this game.
We're in a video game now. You're not anybody's captain. You don't even listen to me when I try to tell you about myself.
What does that have to do with anything?
and suddenly, the frog tongue shot out again. And Mock pushed Captain Kira out of the way.
How dare you push your captain?
I just saved your life, Captain. Ugh, so frustrated with you right now. And Mock ran out into the middle of level 2, a little reckless this time. He was jumping all over the place, getting really close to dangerous spiders and goblins and giant cave trolls. They were all trying to grab him. Some of them were trying to eat him. But Mock was really good. He grabbed coin after coin and got straight to the diamond.
Wow, Mock. You are really good at these video games.
Thanks, Captain. I think that's the first nice thing you've said to me all day.
I guess you're right. But you know, you tease me sometimes, too.
Well, just because my name's Mock doesn't mean I only ever want to tease you. I want to be your friend, too. It's just... Oh no! Mock got eaten by the giant frog! The diamond dropped where it was. And Mock reappeared behind Captain Kira.
I'm down to 2 lives now. I should really pay attention to what I'm doing.
Mock put his helmet back on, picked up his pickaxe, and headed back into the level. Captain Kira put a hand on his shoulder.
You know, I never realized that this could be a co-op game.
Yeah, of course, it's got a cooperative element. We could have been playing 2 players this whole time, but you just didn't seem to want to listen to me, or even play with me.
You're right. I've been a total...
They'd spent too long talking again. The frog tongue was reaching out for Captain Kira, but she was on her last life. Mock threw himself in the way and got scooped up by the giant frog tongue. They were both down to their last life.
You know, I don't really think I want to play this game anymore.
Well, Captain, I'm sorry to say, I think the only way to get out of this video game is to finish it. So let's stop talking and start finishing.
Okay, I mean, zip, my mouth is sealed. I mean, I'm gonna stop talking right
now. Come on, let's go! They both put on their helmets, picked up their pickaxes, and dove into level 2. And man, when they were working together, they could grab every coin, they could bounce on top of every monster's head, they could solve every puzzle lickety-split. This time, Captain Kira got to the diamond first.
I've got the diamond. Come on, quick, get over here.
And Mock was jumping up to the platform that held the diamond just as the frog's giant tongue was reaching towards the both of them. And they disappeared into the next level.
This could be a tough game.
You know what? I think now that we're working together, it's gonna be as easy as pie. But it wasn't that easy. It was hard work, and it was a lot of levels to get through, and they only had 1 life left.
But they managed to get to the final boss, the boss after the secret stage.
Who dares to mine in the cave of Dracomax?
Oh dear, this dragon means business.
Hey, Dracomax, we're really just trying to get out of this video game, and we actually don't want to fight you at all.
Fight me? I've been stuck in this video game waiting for someone to get to the last level for 1,000 years. I just want to talk.
I really don't feel like hearing your whole life story and...
Captain... Remember how you said you were gonna be a better listener?
I actually never said that. I said I try to be a better friend, I think.
It's the 2 things are 1 and the same. We've gotta listen to this guy or he will eat us. No, I would never eat you. I'm a vegetarian. Of course, if you don't get to the Emra Safkoist Diamond in about 5 minutes, this whole level's going to explode.
And you just wanna sit here and talk?
No, we'll talk for 4 minutes, 55 seconds, and then I'll let you get the gem.
Yeah, Captain Kira, I think that's really what we ought to do.
Okay, let's get this started.
Well, as you know, I often get trapped in things. Mountains, video games. One time, I was trapped in a mayonnaise bottle. And I've begun to think, what is it about me that makes me so darn trappable?
You know, if you don't want to get trapped someplace, just don't go into things that are smaller than you.
That's right. That mountain was really small. This video game was even smaller. And that mayonnaise bottle, it was just a sample size.
Captain Garrett, that was actually good advice.
How do you think I got to be a space captain in the first place?
I never thought about...
Four.
They still hadn't gotten the gem! The whole level was about to explode!
We've got to get the Emra Safra Turquoise Diamond. Whatever it's called, get it fast!
And Dracomax took his tail off the gem. And the two of them grabbed it at once and... They were back on their spaceship.
Only problem was, there was Dracomax too.
Hey guys, you freed me too. Thanks. Only, I think this spaceship is a little small for me.
Looks like it's time to get a new ship.
You can say that again.
You mean, I can keep this spaceship?
It looks like the spaceship's keeping you, Dracomax.
Hooray! Ooh.
The end. Wow, I can't believe how far they got with just one life left. And I am so glad they didn't get stuck in that video game. I'd like to thank Cash again for his great question, Karen Marshall, my producer, Craig Martinson for writing our awesome theme song, and all you folks at home for your continued support. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
Programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation, committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.